Holy Week Day 2, Palm Sunday. Jesus' triumphant entry into the holy city of Jerusalem is recorded by the evangelists. It is important to read the narrative to understand that in God's time, all things fall into place. On Palm Sunday, all the players are moving into their places. Jesus into Jerusalem, the Pharisees, the disciples, Judas, Peter, and of course, the mob, the people. Each one of them bringing their participation to this passion play, to these final days in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, leading to the cross and then to the resurrection. Who's missing from that Palm Sunday but us? And so today we move ourselves into the narrative by picking up the palm branches and shouting out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And as he walks by us, we realize that he is en route to Jerusalem, the holy city, where he finds the temple, the holiest shrine of all, built to praise God. But rather than a house of prayer, he finds it to be a den of thieves. And one by one, everyone who does not belong in that temple, he throws out. He overturns the tables. He throws out the money lenders and the money changers until it is clean. But at the same time, he has irritated the entire establishment. So all the people are in place now for the passion that is about to come. And as he passes by us, we realize that he is en route to the holy city, but now we're part of the narrative. And that holy temple is no farther than our hearts, our souls. And he wants to come into our lives. He wants to begin this holy week by cleaning out everything that doesn't belong in our system. Anything that distorts the truth, whatever prevents us from enjoying all that God has in store for us. If we're going to enjoy this resurrection coming on us, if we're going to walk the walk of Christ this week, we need to be prepared. The cleansing that took place during the Lenten journey is now capped with a new cleansing that begins this day. In the Armenian Church, the Tırınk Patsek service, the opening of the portals reminds us that the second coming is upon us and we need to be prepared always. Be prepared for what God has in store for us. Not to know the details, but to be in readiness. Always clean. Always with a clean heart, mind, and soul. And so, as a culmination to the Lenten journey, this Palm Sunday we stand here ready to open our souls and our hearts to all the goodness of God and open ourselves to the cleansing that comes from above. Open up. Let him in. Let him take out whatever doesn't belong. Whatever we left behind during the Lenten journey, those small pieces, bits and pieces, the remnants that remain, God is ready now to clean it all up so that we can enjoy this holy week, so that we can walk with him, to experience the passion, to rise to the cross, to enter the tomb, and then to experience the ultimate victory that is resurrection. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for the salvation of us all and the salvation of this world. At the appointed time, he entered into Jerusalem, cleaning the temple and removing everything that did not belong there. And therefore, we now ask that he enter our hearts, our Jerusalems, and clean out all that does not belong there. The hatred, the sickness, the disease, the prejudice, the injustice, everything that prevents us from realizing the goodness that comes from you. The goodness that is your love. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in this Holy Week journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, you'll find podcasts, broadcasts to help you through the spiritual quest of life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.